This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In a couple minutes, we'll learn how Walmart is doing when it releases its profits and sales report. Groceries are a big part of Walmart's business, which may be a problem for the chain because wholesale food prices are spiking. But shoppers don't want to pay more for food in this tough economy. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on what that means for retailers and our wallets.
When stores have to pay more for food, something's got to give, says Arizona State University business professor Timothy Richards.
Retailers face that challenge as to whether to pass it on to consumers or suck it up and take lower margins.
And profit margins aren't high anyway, says Boston College marketing professor Kathleen Siders.
Around 1%, 2%, sometimes even lower.
Even so, stores must keep the price we consumers pay low, or risk losing shoppers.
We're seeing consumers at an all-time high in thriftiness. They're really trying to stretch every penny.
Rich Nanda with Deloitte Consulting says grocers could try pushing their cheaper store brands harder. They may have to, as the firm's latest research on shoppers shows this thrift is not temporary.
9 in 10 told us that they're not going to change if and when the economy improves.
In any event, food prices will likely rise further this summer, at which point most retailers will have to pass more of the cost on to us. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.